This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Inflation is hitting people across the country hard, with costs soaring for things like groceries, gas, and electricity. In closely divided Wisconsin, it's top of mind for many voters who are getting ready to cast their ballots next week. Bridget Bowden reports.
Carol Henning and her husband recently retired and moved back to Wisconsin to be close to their daughter in Waukesha.
And so we are now those people who are living on a fixed income.
While she says they aren't in any financial danger right now, they have made adjustments at the grocery store, where costs are up 13% from last year.
And we are big grillers, so the meat market is one of our favorite places to be. Having watched some of those prices of things as simple as chicken breast just skyrocket, those were kind of go-to, safe, easy, inexpensive things.
Henning considers herself a Republican, but sometimes votes for Democrats. She hasn't decided who she'll vote for governor or U.S. senator yet, but she says the economy is her number one issue. And she's not alone. Milwaukee resident Amon Sayavong, an independent voter who often votes for Democrats, says he thinks the economy is the most important issue because it affects everyone.
Even though people will say, you know, people will talk about abortion or crime, I think you are not affected by that on a daily basis. But when you have to go and pay, you know, 10-20% more for your gas, that's something that affects you directly.
Inflation is an increase in prices that happens when demand exceeds supply. It's happening at high levels in the U.S. and around the world, thanks mostly to disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine, according to economists. In the latest Marquette University Law School poll released Wednesday, 68% of respondents said they were very concerned about inflation, the most of any issue. And so the candidates for statewide office are talking about it, like in the race for U.S. Senate between Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
Inflation is the Democrats' tax on the middle class.
And Democratic challenger Mandela Barnes.
Most senators couldn't tell you the cost of a gallon of milk.
And in the race for governor between Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
Folks, that's a problem. That's why I have a plan to cap prescription drug prices.
And Republican Tim Michels.
Tim Michels, I've got a blueprint to grow jobs and stop the outrageous spending that got us into this mess.
But according to University of Michigan labor economist Don Grimes, there are only so many ways to address inflation. One is to reduce demand. In other words, make people want to buy less. You can do that, Grimes says, by raising taxes. But in an election year, politicians don't want to talk about that.
And I wouldn't hold my breath after the election either.
The other way, which has already happened a few times this year, is through an interest rate hike from the nation's powerful central bank, the Federal Reserve. Grimes says that should slow inflation, but will likely cause other economic consequences.
I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that the Federal Reserve will bring down inflation. The problem is that they sort of have a blunt tool to do that, where they increase interest rates, and that it tends to cause a recession frequently.
Regardless of what actually happens with the economy in the coming months, Grimes expects it will influence voters. He says historically, when people perceive the economy as bad, they punish the party in power. And that's why he thinks this will be a Republican year.
You know, politicians get too much credit when things are growing well, and they get too much blame when things are going bad. But, that's the job they took.
But Grimes says there's a disconnect between what voters feel about the economy and what politicians can actually change. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.